Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, my next guest is the CEO of one of Chicago's best, The Onion. Mike McAvoy has been with the satirical comedic digital media company for over a decade, and he took over the reins of CEO just last year in 2015. McAvoy leads the old fame newspaper into the digital age, whether it be making a transition to all digital, continuing to grow offshoots like the AV Club, or moving in directions with new products and projects. The Onion continues to be an American icon right here in Chicago. Mike McAvoy, CEO, joins me now. Mike, thanks for taking some time out. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You know, you guys have had a lot of change. Obviously, we'll talk about, you know, making that transition to digital, but a big change in 2016 was having Univision come in and buy a controlling stake. How has that been, having a boss for the first time in Onion history?
It's gone unbelievably well. I can't imagine a better partner. And to date, they've been the biggest fans of what we do from, you know, kind of a content perspective, and have given us a lot more resources to pursue the kind of opportunities that we're really excited about. And so they've been, honestly, they've been, I'd say perfect, but I'm sure that it will, that'll jinx me someday, but they've been great.
What are some of the, I guess, the positives of having a big company like Univision on your side or owning you guys? I mean, does it give you an opportunity to, what is it? Is it marketing? Is it reach? Is it resources? What is it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all that. So I think, you know, part of it is they have connections, whether it's in the advertising business or on, you know, kind of other business development deals that The Onion doesn't have as deep of relationships at. So mm-hmm. they can open doors with people they know, and The Onion brand, you know, also opens doors, but the two of those together are a lot more powerful. They also have the balance sheet to be able to back things that we're really excited about. And as a privately held company for so long, who never raised any capital, everything we ever pursued was out of cash flow. And so now we're able to get a little bit more aggressive, particularly on the video front, mm-hmm. and, you know, kind of underwrite some projects and some videos that we're excited about that we wouldn't have been able to do previously.
It's got to be for you. I mean, being part of the company for as long as you have been, it's got to kind of blow your mind that you have that opportunity, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's nice to have a big brother when the big brother's you know, helping you and providing, you know, opportunities. And all the companies that we compete with in the entertainment space on the ad side of the business really have that big brother. And so it's nice for us to, I mean, really square up with them a little bit more evenly.
It's hard to believe that it's, I mean, it's almost been 5 years now that the Onion has ceased production as a print newspaper, especially here in Chicago. How has that transition been? Let's talk about the ups and the downs of making that transition to a digital company. It's really interesting. It seems like, you know, Pete and I were just talking about the concept of not necessarily missing the paper because it's so prevalent on our phones and you know, in the digital space.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was obviously a big transition for a lot of people. I think The Onion had an advantage in that it was, even though it was locally distributed in at one point up to 18 markets, the majority of the content was, you know, the national satire content or AV Club, you know, pop culture content. And so what made it particularly nice was that for our cost structure was all tied into digital. There weren't a lot of local operations. And then what we were able to do is partner up with media companies across the country and have them take, you know, ownership of the sales and distribution. And so we kind of got out of the content creation mode of thinking about print, you know, 5 years ago, and then ended the print editions a couple of years thereafter. Maybe yeah. It was 6 years ago.
I mean, on my Facebook feed, every third thing that somebody posts is an Onion article. So it is working in the sense that, you know, obviously you're competing in that space for viral content. But, you know, what's interesting is that there is a competition in that space. When you're a print only, and you're able to, there's no one who's doing the kind of work you're doing in the kiosk next to you. Going to the digital space, you're, you know, competing with other comedy creators, content creators, every BuzzFeed's, the places that are trying to go viral. How do you distinguish yourself? I mean, obviously the Onion brand is a big brand, but how do you continue to distinguish yourself from all of the chatter in that space?
Yeah, I mean, I think it all starts and always has started with the content, and particularly the comedy content. I mean, if you have brilliant writers, which we've managed to attract for 28 years, and you write to a specific voice, which The Onion has, we always find a way to cut through the clutter. And so we've been able to build bigger audiences in the distributed content space, meaning building content that reaches all these different platforms. Mm-hmm. And so what we found is that, you know, being really specific in what you create will build big audiences. I think a lot of people who are struggling in this Facebook-driven world are ones who create the same kind of thing someone else does, and it's hard to differentiate why your content might be better than someone else's.
And I would assume that you have an interesting relationship with social media platforms like Facebook or Twitter, because ultimately, Facebook more than Twitter, but ultimately, you're one of the more shared commodities in that space. But at the end of the day, Facebook is attracting that advertising and making, you know, money off of your content. How do you guys see the digital space and the platforms that you just mentioned in the short term and the long term? Do you see that as a crisis, not unlike newspapers are going through?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's the landscape's changing a ton. I think the platforms are super important. We're fortunate in that we have great business development relationships with each. So with Facebook, we're part of a program where we sell ads with them, where they put their data and analytics behind ideas that we have, and so we can distribute them in a really effective way on Facebook. And we have a similar program with Twitter like that. And just this whole notion of creating branded content or native advertising allows the right kind of content creators to thrive in a distributed content world. And we've been fortunate because our content is so shareable where that actually works.
You've had a leg up, you know, and like you mentioned, having such great content, especially comedy content, you've had a leg up with the brand because people know it and they want to share it and they look for it. You guys have also had tremendous success with non-comedic content, the AV Club. And I also this week saw that, you know, Kevin Pang's going to come over to do some food editing. We'll see what that's about. But you're moving into a space where it's not just comedy. AV Club's been there for a while. But the idea of moving and trying projects that are more into the media space, less of the comedy space, is that a challenge for you guys? Or is it sort of line up like it did with what you did with The Onion?
I think it lines up pretty well in the sense that everything we aim to create, and I would say everything we do create, is smart. And I think that's the sensibility that kind of separates us from a lot of other places. And so the, you know, Onion, in order to get the joke, you have to know what's going on in the world. And the AV Club, while it's accessible because the topics are, you know, covering TV shows or films or music, the perspective is very unique and smart, and so it has an enhanced experience for people who are really in the know on pop culture. But, you know, ultimately, you know, for us, it always goes back to writing, even on the video side, where if you have great writers who have great ideas, you can execute in a way that gets the audience you need.
Mike McAvoy is the CEO of The Onion. We're talking with him about the business. You know, I'm interested because you do have a lot of talent there. You talked about the talent. What is it, as being a manager and trying to expand some of these brands, expand some of these projects, launch new things, how do you manage a creative staff like the one you do? What's the secret to making The Onion and all the projects work with so many creative types involved?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. I can tell you what doesn't work is probably the best way to do it. What doesn't work is telling people, you know, here's exactly how you should do something. And I think what makes The Onion such a special place, in particular, and I think its content creation process translates to the other brands, is that it's so much of a writer's room culture, meaning it's very collaborative. There's no bylines on The Onion. And it's really about having the best idea or headline, you know, survive and eventually be written about. And I think with all of our projects, we try to incubate ideas enough to make sure that the best ones are the ones we pursue. And in the case of, you know, the food vertical within Navy Club, and then you're looking to writers who we like, trust, respect, who like us, as in Kevin, who we can then bring on board to launch new things. So I think it's a lot of trust in the creative process is probably the most important thing. Make sure the creatives know where the goalposts are in terms of what we're trying to achieve. But in the end, the execution, risk, and results all tie to, you know, getting the right team there and having them hold themselves accountable to the standards we've set as an organization.
As a CEO, how do you use failure? There's some things that will work, jokes, you know, from Onion articles or projects that you launch that don't necessarily get off the ground or don't get traction. So how do you use and view failure from the top perch at The Onion?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can't be afraid of it, I think is the number one thing. If you try to protect, you know, a brand that's been here for 28 years and just say all we can do is do the exact same kinds of things we've always done, you'll really destroy that brand. So I think you always have to innovate and you have to be willing to take chances. And sometimes it'll work out famously, like we did when we launched Clickhole 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Other times it won't work out. And then you just have to let an idea bake long enough where maybe it builds an audience, maybe it doesn't, but then, you know, rip off the Band-Aid and reallocate those resources somewhere else in the event it doesn't work.
Obviously, this election season is a big one for The Onion because of the content. This season, I've heard a lot of comedians and places kind of not complain, but say that it's much more difficult to do comedy when comedy is being reported on, meaning whether it be Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, they're putting foot in mouth, and there's comedy that's even created in the way that it's a news headline that shows up on CNN, not The Onion. You see that all the time on Facebook. I thought this was an Onion article. Is it harder for you guys to be able to create content when the election season is playing out the way this one is?
Yeah, I mean, I think the candidates have their own challenges, specifically Trump, in terms of it's hard to exaggerate someone who exaggerates so much. And that's such a useful tool in satire, is the use of hyperbole. So I think that's a challenge, but I think we always find kind of a clever angle into the character building of our version of Trump that lets us tackle it from many ways. But and the issues that remain are ones that have always remained, so like we can tackle those really well. And we've seen kind of tremendous results this year. And back in the conventions, we had done some kind of live coverage of the various conventions and had done kind of the Onion's feed of the speeches with accompanying with like jokes, as if you're watching the debate and The Onion was the commentators instead of CNN or Fox News. We were the number two digital distributor, beating out all the big name news networks, just because, you know, people want the comedic sensibility tied to maybe the comedic election.
I'm interested in that because we saw a lot of technological advances in reporting at the conventions. We saw ABC kind of use Facebook Live. We saw, you know, other places try new things. For The Onion, you know, to get into the game of actually being a live when you're doing reacts and analysis from speeches, I mean, is that the kind of, you know, do you have to think about the technological advances that are happening in media when you think of satire and you know, making fun of the things that are happening in the news?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the more the form changes, you know, the more you have to change with it. And so, you know, the Onion has evolved from print to digital, not just in terms of, you know, kind of whether it shows up online or not, but it's like the various content types you need to employ to mirror what the real news sources are doing. And that's no different than with Facebook Live or live commentary. Is in order to maintain your relevance and your innovation, you have to keep up with technology and try new things that you haven't tried before.
All right, so last question. You guys have made a successful transition to being a Chicago company, you know, obviously Madison, Wisconsin for years. For you to be a part of this town's business ecosystem, you know, not only just in the comedy world, you know, sharing space with Second City, but sharing space with the tech world, obviously, all the companies that are coming here. Is Chicago the right fit for The Onion? Do you see a robust future staying permanently here in this town?
Yeah, I mean, I think I see a robust future here for sure. It's been a great town for us. It's been a great fit. I think and it allows you to get a lot of really talented people who can, you know, afford to live here where it's hard to live other places, because digital media is a tough business at times and, you know, can be expensive for people to live in New York. So I love Chicago as a city. That being said, we also see so much of our business need to be coastal and multi-city. So we have a New York operation, we have an LA operation, and I see, you know, Chicago as, you know, kind of the center of what we do, but I think we will continue to, you know, kind of re-expand into the coast, just because there's so many business opportunities there and there's so many amazing creatives who live there as well.
Do you see yourself growing in that regard bigger than your Chicago presence because of that same fact, because the opportunities for business, especially in comedy, are there?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have, like, I think it's tough to live in if you treat Chicago as a closed ecosystem, which we never have, and we only did everything in Chicago, I think it'd be limiting, the same way I think it'd be limiting in any city. But it just means you got to hop on a plane a little bit more if you're me, or it means that you need to do projects on the coast. But ultimately, I think you need to be in many communities where you can have strong relationships and have talent available to pursue those relationships, you know, in terms of execution.
Mike McAvoy is the CEO of The Onion. And Mike, I can't thank you enough for taking some time out to talk to us tonight. Thanks a bunch.
Yeah, thank you. That was great.